As the Aboriginal and Australian flags were raised above the Sydney Harbour Bridge, Indigenous and non-Indigenous youth joined together in singing the national anthem in two languages. Chair of the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, Yvonne Weldon, explains that while Indigenous Australians have not always taken part in Australia Day events, it's important to acknowledge the significance of the date for Australia's first people.
It's so important for us to ensure that Aboriginal people are at the forefront of Australia. We are the First Nations of this land, and particularly it is a day of mourning for our people. Some people celebrate it, majority of us do not. And today is significant in the fact that we have experienced the trauma from this day forward for the last 230 years.
The sunrise ceremony proceedings began with a smoking ceremony intended to cleanse and to heal, followed by an official welcome to country from Yvonne Weldon.
I pay homage to the people of the Gadigal clan and the Eora Nation, who suffered the first impact on behalf of all Aboriginal nations. This place is correctly named after strong, unwavering Cammeraygal woman called Barangaroo. I pay my respects to all elders, past and present, and to all First Nations and non-First Nations people here today.
Jacinta Tobin led a musical performance by a choir made up of Indigenous and non-Indigenous singers. She took the opportunity to call for all Australians to come together and acknowledge the day together as one people.
Bad sickness came to this place. We lost big mobs of people. But today we all come together to sing as one big mob, one people, one earth, one sun, one water. Let's learn to love one big family.
In between musical performances, political leaders gave speeches recognising the significance of the day. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian recognised the pain associated with January 26th for many Australians.
We know that today is a wonderful day for us to celebrate everything that makes Australia and New South Wales great. But it's also a day to acknowledge and accept that this is a day for many people that represents pain and suffering. And all of us have to work together to real reconciliation.
Overlooking the entry point of Sydney Harbour, other prominent Indigenous figures held a panel discussion which was broadcast live across the country. The program was hosted by Indigenous singer Christine Arnoux. Kulbaya Daye.
January 26th evokes many emotions within people across this country. However, we all share a connection to this land and a pride and admiration for our cultures.
The panel discussed the impact the arrival of the First Fleet had on Indigenous Australians. Indigenous health expert Professor Gracelyn Smallwood says the First Fleet's arrival had a profoundly negative effect on the health and well-being of Indigenous Australians, effects that continue today.
We had no health problems until the 26th of January 1788, and for any society to live for over 60,000 years, we just had it so intact. Living with Mother Earth, who's our womb and our keeper.
Despite controversy surrounding the date and debate over whether it should be changed, Deputy Chair of the Australian Indigenous Leadership Centre, John Paul Junker, says it's a day to remember the strength and courage of Australia's Indigenous peoples.
On this day, the 26th of January, whether you commemorate Invasion Day, the Day of Mourning, or acknowledge our Survival Day, one thing for certain is that we honour our connection to country. We celebrate our strengths, our courage, and our success.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.